I thought they would make the playoffs. I knew it would be close. And they just weren't good enough. They had too many games. And, yeah, they 15 blown saves since the Hader trade. Most in Major League Baseball. Yeah, Adam, I will admit it. I still think he's a great GM. I don't think he anticipated that the team would struggle as much because they had Williams, and that was his mistake. Williams is just, I don't think, a closer. I think he's an eighth-inning guy. 16 blown saves since the Hader trade, most in Major League Baseball. And here's what it says. 4 under 500 since Memorial Day because they had the best first 50 games. They were 32-18. This is the part that I just can't believe people do this stuff and don't check. So the Brewers were 4 under 500 since Memorial Day. They didn't trade Hader until August 1st. The phone number is 1-800-990-3776. The Hall of Famer is on assignment. Well, how were they with Hader after Memorial Day versus how were they without Hader after August 1st? So they're 32-18. They have Hader until August 1st. They're 25-27. They were two games under 500 from Memorial Day with Hader. You know what they were without Hader? 28-30. Two games under 500. What's my point? The play of the Brewers in the last X number of games with Hader was no better than the play without him. What's that tell you? It was more than Hader. The team went in a slump before Hader left. If Hader was so important to this team, they would have been, they would have had a great record when he left on August the 1st. They were 32-18 Memorial Day. They were 57-45. 25-27 with Hader after Memorial Day. Then when Hader leaves, they go 28-30. Who can say Hader had any influence whatsoever? I think he did because I think the team seemed to be bothered by it. But the numbers say no. The numbers say they played the same from Labor Day, from Memorial Day, without Hader as they did with him. What do you say now? I still think it was the wrong. It wasn't a trade worth making. I didn't think at the time, but I didn't know this team was this fragile. And Stern should have, and he should have known that Williams couldn't be a closer. And so they didn't get anything, or he should have brought a bat in. And I would anticipate there'll be a lot of changes before next season because this group just found a way to lose games. But anyway, they were the same team without Hader as they were with Hader after Memorial Day. So somebody else can check to see what they were so great with before, including Memorial Day when they were 32-18. Whatever they were doing stopped. Two games under with Hader and two games under without Hader. How come you don't have that? How do you come up with these stats and not have them all? Seems to me you might have an agenda. Do I have an agenda? No. I was wrong. What is my agenda? I want to act like the Hader trade didn't make a difference? Well, I can say it based on my opinion, because I think it did. But the numbers would say, not really. They were losing it with him and continued to lose it without him. Almost to the exact numbers. Does that make me feel like I was right? No. They shouldn't have made the deal. 1-800-990-3776. Jason Wilding a little bit. Sugar free. Actually, that's what's his new name now? 50? Isn't it 50? Because he waited 50 minutes.
He did wait 50 minutes yesterday.
Yeah,
yes.
50. Now, that's somebody who I show some respect for. He clearly wants to be a part of this show. Now, if every other show that he follows, he waits 50 minutes for those, then it won't be such a big deal. But I haven't been able to. I don't have people checking him. I'll have to get some. I don't know who I'd get to do that. There's probably, I have to hire the government. I'm sure they can check everything. 50, formerly known as Sugar Free, does. 50, what do you got?
You're the only one that I would ever hold 50 minutes for, maybe even 2 hours. The thing that got me to call in today was when you said time machine, buddy. I love it. I call it. That's why I like your show, because we have the same. There's something going on there. Time machine. No one knows what it is. Well, a couple do, but tell everyone what a time machine is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just said time machine.
No, I didn't. Did I?
You said you're going to go into the time machine to get money for Telly, but you didn't want to pay the fee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking like some science fiction. No, that was the original. What? They aren't time machines. What are they now?
They're ATMs.
ATMs, yes. They were originally time was the bank. Yeah.
Take your money everywhere.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, take your money everywhere. T-Y-M-E. Take your money everywhere.
Did you know that's what it stood for? I didn't know what it stood for.
Yep.
It was the original ATM. That was the only one that existed. And then everybody got their own.
It was created in 75. Where were you in 75?
In 1975, it was all over the world. I was either in California. I don't even remember where it started. It was in California, Arizona, Europe, everywhere.
In 1975, I wasn't even a thought yet.
Yeah. Do you remember time, Pebble?
Oh, yeah.
I remember my mom going to the time machine. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Right. Yeah. I still call it time machine as well.
I thought you were talking. I was saying like the time machine. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yes. T-Y-M-E. Now Pebble told me something I didn't even know. I didn't even know why it was called time. T-Y-M-E. And I didn't care. All I know is you had cash available when the bank wasn't closed. What a great thing. Oh, how fancy. People don't even know what it was like. You wanted money. The bank had to be open. Not now. The bank is always open. That's the line you should use playing basketball. Yeah, Brewers, what do you have to say? You get one statement on the Brewers. One statement. I love that concept. What's your one statement?
Didn't get enough for Hader.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I want one statement. But why did fans not go? I think they didn't go because they were mad about the Hader trade. But I'm not sure that's accurate because I think Brewer fans weren't going before the Hader trade. It seemed all year long. And here's the hard part of assessing the fans. They lie every game. 30-some thousand, you're at the game. There's that. Maybe if you count toes. So I don't know. I don't know where they come up with the crowd. So you, it's hard to judge how many. Only the Brewers know what ticket sales were or how many people were at the game, and we clearly don't get that information. But I would have to ask people that didn't go to games this year and went to games in the past. Brewer support by fans has been spectacular for years. Many years they had more fans than they should have had when the team wasn't that good, but. It seemed this year that nobody was there. What was the deal in September? And the deal in September was $6 ticket when we gave you $6 of free food. Never did that before. People just weren't coming. And I'm not going to ask you your opinion, because yours is probably no different than mine in the sense that, I don't know. Did I go any less? No. If you didn't go any less, you don't count. People that count are ones that went and didn't go this year. And as I said, we need somebody to be able to determine how many fans were actually there because they lie about attendance all the time, unless it's a sellout. Mark in Janesville, you get to come on before Jason Wilde. You better be good.
I hope so. It's a question and not a statement. Were the Brewers worse at something when we had Hader, and did we get better at something when we lost Hader, and that's why the stats offset?
We must have been. They must have. There's something because they certainly weren't better with their relief pitching. They had 15 blown saves. Adam McAlvey is the one who had this. 15 blown saves since the Hader trade, most in Major League Baseball. I don't know how many they had before he left, but I'm sure it was less. So, yes, yeah, something had to compensate for the fact that without the, this is my point, without the blown saves, the Brewers still struggled with Hader from Memorial Day to August the 1st. But what it is, you have to assume the either the pitching wasn't as good other than the bullpen, or they didn't score as many runs. But that's an excellent.
So then we would have been better if we had Hader still then, if we improved in another area.
Let me think.
Because we must have improved somewhere else, and if we still had Hader, then maybe we would be going to the game.
Yeah, I mean, if you assume, I got to think about that. So with Hader, without Hader, they were no worse than with him, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we had to improve somewhere. Right?
Had to improve in something else. So maybe they hit better. So that if you had had Hader, you probably would have had. I think there's some logic to that. I can't figure out where your logic is wrong.
It was just a thought.
Well, no, I think if you didn't bring it up, somebody else did. I think you're right.
I think you got to look at the stats again. I mean, other than just that one bottom line stat.
So, but when you
I'm not trying to put more work on
no,
you.
No. But when you had him during that period of time, you must not have been hitting as well because you weren't blowing as many saves. You had
in theory,
to be.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I that's worth an exploration. I never thought of it that way, but there has to be some truth to that. So then so
losing Hader actually did have an effect on us then. We just improved somewhere else.
Right. They had to have scored more runs or had more something like that. Yeah. Somebody can look into that. Yes. But is there a guarantee that they would have done that with Hader, right?
I mean, I don't think there's any guarantee.
Well, yeah,
in life.
Because they didn't do it with him. All right. And they did it without him. You have no way of knowing. Right. What's going to be next? Because they should.
Maybe that was motivation to get better in another area.
Maybe they feel like they had to score more runs. Right. Everybody else. So in some ways they had to do better. But would they have done that? Would they have done that with Hader? Because they didn't when they had him before. How can you assume they would do it now? Right?
Right. And what came into picture other than losing Hader to improve somewhere else?
Yeah, they were scoring more runs. They had more games where they didn't need a save or something. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Nicely done, Mark. Oh, I would add, having given any thought, they already didn't do it when they had Hader. So why would you assume that they would improve with him? But yes, something got better without Hader to explain why they were 2-under with him from Memorial Day till August 1st, and they were 2-under without him from August 1st in almost the same number of games, 52 to 58. I should thank Mark. I know this. We're a little late for Jason Wilde. He's next.